Hello and welcome to Suplex City Nerd, our once in a blue moon, sometimes yeah. Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, about as rare as the John Cena championship.
That's not rare, though.
Well, I mean, you know, it's...
Well, we're doing this, of course, because San Antonio held the Royal Rumble. We didn't get to go. My work schedule was up in the arms after people left, so I didn't want to get on in it.
Well, I mean, I could have gone to the Rumble, like, if I really wanted to, but, I mean, honestly, last couple Rumbles.
Yeah.
Is there any guarantee that you're leaving that arena happy?
Yeah. And...
I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm kind
of glad that I didn't go, though.
Yeah, it's always a great thing to kind of watch, but and once the surprises are done, there's not really a lot to rewatch.
Yeah.
There's no staying value from pay-per-view.
This year, there weren't many surprises either.
No.
At all, like, during the match. A lot of people said that it helped to move a lot of the current story.
I guess if your current story was only Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and Undertaker basically being stacked to the end of the Rumble.
Well, you know why they put them at the end.
Yeah, I know, but I think there was, like, a moment when it was about, like, entry number 20... that it was kind of just like, wow, like, this, they've kind of just been padding this entire thing out, and they're going to have all their marquee dudes come out at the same time, well, be in the Rumble for, like, 3 minutes.
It's funny, like, then, I knew exactly who the last seven were.
Oh, yeah.
There were no surprises.
Even the surprise of the night?
Yeah, I knew that.
Mr. Roman Reigns.
It had to happen. They weren't going to, like, not put him in. Anyways, that's... Let's run down the pre-show real quick.
Yeah.
Naomi, Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch. To be honest, I didn't watch the first hour and a half.
No, neither did I.
Because of the fact, not only was it because it's pre-show stuff, I forgot that they were doing like a super early start. I thought the 6 yeah. o'clock was going to be their start. So I did not watch it. Glad to see that Gallows and Anderson won the tag champs, though.
That's good that they did it. You know, I wish they made it mean a little bit more that they finally won the championship.
Not put it on the pre-show.
Exactly. Not put it on the pre-show. Build up something a little bit longer than, hey, because honestly, like, they've been having those guys job out for, like, so long. It feels more like a fluke victory than Gallows and Anderson finally getting the job done.
Don't worry, Elimination Chamber, they'll have a New Day win it back for another year and a half run.
Right, right. Ugh. I mean, I had nothing against the New Day, but I kind of felt like the middle of their run was, like, not a run.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, like, the very end when they were, like, putting on, like, matches, like, every week that was like, all right, yeah, these guys are champions
and
now.
Of course, we know why New Day kept it that long.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but...
Yeah, Vince can't help setting, him, you know, records in his own company.
Well, it's no, because, what are they, Demolition?
Yeah.
They're part of the lawsuit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're part, I believe they are part of the lawsuit, and so they need to erase those records, and that's what he's kind of doing to everybody that's in that lawsuit.
Sounds like a very shrewd Vince move.
Same thing with Asuka. She's staying there, replacing Paige because of Paige's recent bad behavior and suspensions.
Yeah. Yeah, so, her bad behavior, palling around with her fiancé.
Getting impregnated by that dirty Mexican.
Coming over and taking our jobs.
By a barrel. Well, no, he went back and got his job, so that's pretty
good. Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, it's an American's job to impregnate Paige.
So then, Universal Champion, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns. It was, Kevin carried the match. Owens completely just made that match happen. Jericho added spice to it. Reign was there just as a punching bag and as the guy to go, ooh, and make everyone laugh.
Well, I mean, I'll always give Roman Reigns a little more credit because, like, of course, like, someone like Kevin Owens is going to carry that match. He's the veteran. He's the established, you know, heel, like, his character. You know, but Roman Reigns does always a good job of following the lead and going along with it. You know, the only thing that people don't like about Roman Reigns is that Vince likes him.
No, he's got his lack of personality, his mic skills. yeah. his boring set moves. I mean, he honestly, mm-hmm. he has... okay.
But my thing with Roman Reigns is, like, all those things could be a positive in a different package. I think the issue is they were pushing him as, like, this all-in-one guy, when it's like, no, if he was just, like, a silent ass-kicker, he would be but fine. Still,
I mean, I get tired of Lesnar.
Yeah, yeah. Lesnar is definitely overstayed.
And, people are like, oh my god, Lesnar's fine. I'm like, ugh. You know? Yeah.
It's not special anymore.
It's like, he'd be a great comedy jobber.
Who, Roman?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about jobber.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, the problem of Roman Reigns is more or less like, how do they course? They can't course correct at this point. They're like in that John Cena hole where they've put so much time into him. It's like, we can't change anything now. It's too established.
But it's not, though. I mean, they can turn him heel. Mm. They can turn him heel. I mean, it'll piss off some kids, but it's like, what I've been reading, it's more that he's eye candy for the ladies.
Mm.
And for whoever likes attractive Samoans.
You know? Which apparently Vince likes attractive Samoans quite a lot.
Vince likes Mastodons, and so
he considers
him one. But no, it was a great match put on by Owens, and I guess followed by...
Yeah. I think the surprising thing about that match is how much Owens continually shows how much of a viable threat he is to all of his opponents. Because when you look at him, you don't... He doesn't transmit threat or intimidation immediately because of his, his body type, his kind of facial hair. He's very, like, a lot of non-check marks, right?
Yeah, he's like a guy that you would see at the mall all day,
Right, like...
Using the Wi-Fi.
We all know people that look like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't transmit immediately. They're like, oh man, yeah, this guy could definitely hold his own in a fight against, a mastodon like Roman Reigns. So I think that's what was kind of cool about that match was, like, it wasn't, we have to figure out so many shortcuts for him to use in order to seem viable. Like, kind of the way they did with CM Punk at the end of his run. If you remember, like, him against Ryback and all these guys, like, they wouldn't let him be intimidating or threatening. Like, this was obviously, like, Kevin Owens was like, all right, Kevin Owens, get in as much offense as possible.
Yeah, no, he was on that. It was great. Neville finding Rich Swann and WWE put a second piss break into a four-hour long event. And I hate to say it, I mean, it's like when WCW did cruiserweights,
yeah,
I love watching them. Mm-hmm. I love watching the high flyers. It's like WWE's interpretation of high flyers is so watered down.
Yeah.
It's not even holds. I don't know. It's just like, let's run really fast around the ring and chase each other until
I think the issue is with the cruiserweights is WWE didn't do a very good job of establishing what a cruiserweight actually is. So let me phrase this way. Is there any reason, like, why is someone in the cruiserweights? Is it a weight thing?
They're manlets. That's why it's the manlet division.
It's 2017. Like, Dean Ambrose and Sami Zayn are in that weight class, technically.
But, and high class,
Yeah, yeah, but they don't wrestle for cruiserweights. So why are they a cutoff? Why is their division only their division? See, it's like, cruiserweights should be, it should be like a specific, like, okay, this is a different tier, like, hey, we're only wrestling these guys because they're on, like, probationary contracts or some sort of storyline to make people realize, okay, this is why they come out and change the ring. This is why they change the ropes. This is why Rich Swann isn't wrestling Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
But Neville can wrestle Stardust and be at SummerSlam, but now he can go and wrestle for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, so it's like, there's, like, its own universe.
So. Exactly. It is its own universe, but it's not. So when I watch it, I'm confused. I'm like, why are these dudes, like, are they part of the roster? Are they not part of the roster? I think people subconsciously see that and then they don't care because they're like, well, this doesn't really pertain to capital WWE storyline, so I'm going to take a piss break.
Plus, they got a purple belt. it's so goofy looking.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like some of the best professional wrestlers on the entire planet. But why?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, like, should people be excited? Like, I should be excited that somebody like TJ Perkins has, like, a WWE contract. But he's, like, pigeonholed into...
Oh, the Indian guy. What's his name?
Noam Dar?
No, the new one.
The new Indian guy?
I guess it is Noam Dar, and I'm just... I don't know.
I mean, there's, like, Tony Nese, there's Noam Dar, there's, you know, Gulak, there's Gallagher.
And, yeah, these are all...
But he was... Right. Gallagher was in the Royal Rumble. Like, isn't he a cruiserweight? Like, he was on the Classic. Like,
okay, we gotta talk about Gallagher in the Rumble in a little bit.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That was so good. Cena and AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
That was a match.
That was a hell of a match,
was a very good match, and I'm glad that...
That match was so good, I didn't care that John Cena won his 14th... 16th championship off of that.
I didn't either. Like, I was like, that guy deserves it, you know? Because,
yeah.
I mean, he's showing his age. He's not going to be around.
Yeah, he's putting in the work.
He's not going to be around very much longer, you can tell.
Yeah, and giving him, like, one last run or so.
I say give him two. Let him beat Ric Flair out.
Yeah, beat Ric Flair out.
I mean, you know, not only is John Cena good in the ring, he's also a good person outside. It's something that Ric Flair wasn't, you know?
Yeah, well, Ric Flair was part of that generation in a time when it's like... You couldn't be a nice guy outside the ring. You kind of had to be, like, you know, a dick to everybody if you were a dick on television.
But, no, that match, those spots, everything was just amazing about it. A lot of people were saying that was better than the Omega match.
Kenny Omega match?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think so. Primarily just because, like, the... John Cena knows how to create, like, a good moment-to-moment, but when you're watching a John Cena match, you're watching a John Cena match. Like, his level of epic match is pretty much contingent upon how many attitude adjustments is he going to use today.
What I did like, though, is they both decided to use a lot of their arsenal. They expanded too on their arsenal and broke a lot of... I think it was Styles that was going in for Hurricanrana, and it was this amazing reversal that Cena did at one point.
God, I'm trying to remember what he did. He was like, he grabbed him.
Yeah, and it basically almost put him in the Styles Clash.
Because
I was like, oh my God, Cena's going to do Styles Clash to
Styles. Yeah, I mean, he was like kind of holding him, and then, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely John Cena knows how to work on new stuff, but... I wouldn't put it above that other match just because, like, the ending was literally just, like, three or two attitude adjustments in a row.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's like wrestling video game logic. Well, I'm just going to store up all my finishers and use them all at once.
I think it's
that sort of logic where it's like, well, shit, why doesn't everybody just do that over and over again? Why doesn't AJ Styles just hit the Styles Clash twice in a row?
I think...
Why don't the Power Rangers just form the Megazord
right away?
Exactly.
I think for 2017, though, that's already the match of the year for WWE.
Right now,
as we go, you know. Might be some new surprises with everything that's coming around.
Yes. Match of the year so far as of January 20th.
I know, before we go to the actual Royal Rumble, I have difficulty saying that.
The Royal Rumble?
The NXT TakeOver was the night before.
Yes.
Yeah. I watched most of that. That was really good. Some good surprises there.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka winning.
Yeah, and that was an interesting match.
Here's the thing, though. Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. Australian best friends. They need to improve on their costumes because they still look like bingo hall wrestlers right now.
Yeah, it's a little Mortal Kombat-y.
Especially Billie Kay, yeah. Meanwhile, Nikki Cross looked great.
Yeah, like, I think that was, like, my main takeaway from that match was, you know, can we just get, like, the Asuka-Nikki Cross match?
Yeah, let's do that.
Like, why are these two other ladies in there as, like, spoilers? And then, you know, okay, like, I get like their storyline, like their best friends, and they dedicated to that bit, you know, when they were like holding each other's hands, but
it was kind of
awful. Didn't really do anything with that beyond that, you know.
Yeah,
it looked, it just meant like Asuka had to kick twice as many people.
It reminded me of the Bella Twins.
Yeah, yeah, in a weird kind of way.
And then we had, what else was on there?
They had Ty Dillinger versus Eric
Sanity, Hill. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good showing for that group. I think that group is going to be very big going forward. You know, Eric Young seems like the type of guy that can take his character and help, like, a lot of the, you know, younger guys. And I mean, NXT was, you know, good as always. But, I mean, if you want to talk about, like, the main event, just cut to that. Because I don't even think did they even do tag championships on that?
Yeah, they did. DIY lost it.
Yeah, that's right, to the Office of Pain.
Uh-huh.
Which is like,
yeah.
Because, and really just because, like, the tag matches on NXT TakeOvers have been, like, the best tag matches for a long time. And then just kind of like, okay, and then we're just going to give it to these monsters.
Yeah.
It's these, like, come on, guys. Like, they had, like, clones. A run there where it's just like, the tag match, they're bringing back tag team wrestling. Just and like they brought back women's wrestling.
And I want to hit on something about archetypes that WWE is overusing a little bit. But yeah, the main event was Nakamura versus Bobby Roode.
Mm-hmm.
Entrances are always great to watch. I love them.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the match. It was a really good match. Roode did really well that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he outshone Nakamura this time. Not just because he won, but his performance, to me, was a little bit stronger than Nakamura's.
Well, yeah, because I think Nakamura had to do that sell of, you know, oh, I got injured, and, you know, so what? I'm just want to be wary of, like, people forgetting that Bobby Roode's supposed to be the heel. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he's kind of on that verge of, like, he's becoming too cool to boo. Because everyone's just like, yeah, Bobby Roode, and he's got the awesome song, and he's, like, really full of himself. It's like, they need him to be, like, super, like, dick heel. And get a little bit of this heat back, because, you know, he's gonna be, like, a chosen one champion at this point. And it's like,
yeah, he's gotta be another Flair.
Yeah, like,
I mean, he's got the robot.
That was my only thing with this. Where it's like, well, I know, like, the matches are supposed to be competitive, but, like, the fact of the matter is, like, the storyline was that Bobby Roode, like, just really capitalized on an injured man. So it's like, hopefully that doesn't get lost, and, you know, the NXT crowds are get too, like, you know, hipstery for their own good and boo everyone against Roode. Mm. You know, I think the dude always works better as, like, a despicable heel.
Speaking of despicable heels, I'm hoping, I know all of us are like, yeah, Attitude Era, it was such a good era, and I miss it, and all this other stuff. And yeah, they switched to the PG era and the reality era, but man, I wish at least some of that dickish heel stuff came back.
Yeah.
And I saw a spark of it with Rollins, you know, flirting with McMahon and everything on, you know, and also the, I don't know, there's a lot of cucking going on in the WWE, like McMahon.
What are you talking about, like when Rollins ran down to the ring?
Yeah, on Monday.
On Monday, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, not only that, but then there's also the Lana and Rusev thing with, yeah, Enzo. And,
well, I mean, that's,
there's always been that weird, I don't even know what's his,
yeah, term. Like, if a lady is attached to a male wrestler, there will always be some sort of storyline written about how another wrestler is going to come onto her or something like that. Like, that's, yeah, their writers are kind of stuck in that trope of just like, we don't know what to do. Like, okay, like, Zack Ryder likes Eva Marie, but, oh,
Eva,
no,
Maurice, let's have them both together. And,
yeah, we'll have John Cena date Eva, or not Eva Marie, Eve Torres.
Or it's Eve, like, Torres.
It's like the Daniel Bryan and AJ, or Daniel Bryan and the Bellas, or CM Punk and AJ.
They're just gonna go to a straight up one, God, where, like, Apollo Crews is
Stratus and TNA, the,
like,
Cat and the
Ellsworth
King.
Comes out with, like, Carmella, but yeah, Carmella's like hugging, they're around Apollo Crews instead. That's it.
Doing the same thing now with Carmella, and it's just like, you know, half of your women are... Oh, God, yeah. Alicia Fox and...
Noam Dar.
It's like half of your women wrestlers are like, hey, we want to be wrestlers. And the other half are like, oh, okay, what do I have to do to get on TV today?
Well, I mean, it's the... I don't want to say it's the type, but it's where they hire them from. Some of them are from wrestling schools, other ones are from Instagram, you know?
But, I mean, it's like if they put in the work and they can do it. Like, Carmella's... You know, like, yeah, she was originally, like, what, a Lakers girl or something like that? But, you know, she's been wrestling in it. She wrestled in NXT for, like, years, and here she is. She's James Ellsworth... Girlfriend's valet, like...
No, girlfriend. They're dating.
It's like, you know... I don't know how to really put my thoughts into words, but it's like, it's so freaking backwards that you kind of like wonder, like, are there just two different writers? Or is it just somebody that's just like, hey, look, you know, it's like, since Charlotte Flair is in the top spot, we have to protect women's wrestling as respect to Ric Flair. But as soon as she's not, as soon as she's out of the picture, is it going to go back to... Is it going to be Bayley versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania 33 and their boyfriends are going to be in their corner? Or
Braun panty match again.
Right? You know? That's what I'm worried about. Like, I'm worried that this is all signs of just like...
Oh.
Things haven't really changed.
Did you see that MTV host talking about how it's a woman, how it's so sad that... She was like, where does WWE pick up all these women? They're just like strippers and they're slutty and it's like, okay...
Surprise.
Yeah, it's like it's, and this was like recently, like a month ago or less, and it's like, yeah, women's wrestling has totally changed. Not only that, when you talk about equality, both the guys and the girls are basically out there in underwear.
No, it's like you can't say that there's not beefcake.
No, there isn't. I mean,
there's Reigns, there's
fucking, I mean, Neville, dude, I'd stare at it. He's got a perfect body right there,
right? Like, yeah. And if anything, I think it's like there's more different stuff for like whatever your taste in men is. There is a wrestler for you to ogle. You know what I mean? Like if you like big, beefy lumberjack men, man, have I got a TV show for you to watch?
If you like redneck, wife beaten looking guys that are ginger, Heath Slater's right there for you.
Exactly right. If you like, you know, Georgia boys with a little bit of a feather, with a little bit of a wavy haircut, they got you. The upmarine types, they got surfer bods. You want an 80s metal bad boy? You got Dolph Ziggler right there.
I mean, you've got Breezango together, you know?
I mean, come on.
But no, Neville's got like that negative 25% body fat like on him. It's like one of those, like, you admire so much, like, how the fuck do you do this, you know?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that he has such weird ears.
And he dresses like a dork. Have you seen any, like, out of wrestling pictures?
No.
He wears, like, long sleeve flannel shirts.
Oh, man.
With khakis.
Mm.
And then he wears, like, these, like, big glasses, too.
Nice.
I mean, it looks nothing like, you know, what he looks like. He looks like... what your prototypical, like, early 90s nerd would look like.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, that's really different.
But, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a visual medium, so, of course, like, the people that are on are going to be all attracted. I mean, for God's sake, like, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are, like, two beautiful people. Like...
And they're their heads of it, yeah.
Exactly. It's just like, you can't tell me that you just, you know, okay, yeah.
I'm trying to think of... an ugly person that's in WWE right now.
No, because, like, even when, by, like, WWE standards, they're, like, the ugly people are still, like,
okay. Like, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, like, Bray Wyatt's still got, like, a very compelling look. Like, I guess, Boogeyman.
No. He looks like a juggalo.
if you're into people with, like, missing teeth and that eat worms. You know, go, like, you know.
Let's see.
No. You would have to, like, go and try to find some, like, even, like, more, you know, legends. Like, Lita now looks, like, amazing. Like, Trish looks amazing. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, of course they all look like strippers because, like, well, you know, guess what? Like, their occupation is staying in shape.
They had a, let's see.
How do we get on this tangent anyway?
Who cares? It's good. But, no, it's, okay. I think someone that, I don't want to say, like, with your typical aesthetic guy, mm-hmm. before, you know, a lot of this, you know, acceptance and all that, I think it probably would have been Nia Jax, who people would have been like, eh.
Yeah.
Girl is a plus size model.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very pretty.
Have you seen, like, her
face.
Actual, like, her modeling pics?
Yeah.
Before she was? And it's just like, dude, they, like, they kind of are going out of their way to, like, make her look less, I guess, I don't know, for lack of a better word, pretty.
Oh, yeah, with the
like, with they're trying to, like, tone it down that. Because, like, she's a very stunning woman.
I don't think, you know, as long as you're a good wrestler, I think you're allowed to be on there, you know?
Exactly. And it goes back to, like, what Kevin I said, Owens. Back to Kevin Owens. Like, dude has a beer gut.
Dude's a guy that would spend hours at GameStop just talking to you about video games.
But you know what? Like, he looks like the type of wrestler that was a wrestler, like, in the 80s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, not everybody was, like, chiseled, like, you know, Mr. Wonderful or something like that. Some of them look like Harley Race and Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, the one trope that I am tired of that I wanted to get on is the overuse of, oh, my God, amazing raw power.
Yeah.
Things like Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Strowman, he gets on my nerves. Because it's, oh, look at this giant tall guy. He just has power. He doesn't have a gimmick. I mean.
No, like, he's just like a big
dude
guy.
That can,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, Undertaker came out, great gimmick. He was a big guy. You know, he was a tall guy, huge dude with power.
Yeah.
But he was the Undertaker. He had that amazing gimmick. Hogan, same
thing. Well, I mean. To go back to that, his gimmick, though, was, like, there were a lot of other tall, big guys, but he was the only one that was doing some of the athletic stuff that he was doing.
I mean, aside from that.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it wasn't just, like, I'm big
not,
and scary.
Not just in-ring performance. There's a difference between, like, in-ring performance.
They found something that people go, like, okay, I want to see this guy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hogan, mm-hmm. you know, American guy, you know, was basically Cena.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he went with it. His persona was great, and when he expanded on it too. But Reigns, and then going back to Lesnar and Goldberg,
yeah,
those were like, just like so depressing. Rusev is a big guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's got a great gimmick. He's this like
dick
heel from Bulgaria,
crude, yeah.
Cesaro and Sheamus, they still have their gimmicks. They're still great in ring. They're entertaining mm-hmm. to watch. But when they're pushing these, like, overpowered giants just because they're, like, big.
Yeah. It
gets so boring.
Like, I don't believe they have, like, a lot of staying power. Like, Braun Strowman ran that program with Sami Zayn over the past couple months. And, like, all I can think of is just, like, is the end game that Sami's going to beat him? Because...
And he didn't. Oh,
no.
He did that.
But they're doing it, so it's just like, nobody can beat him. So they're obviously building up to something at WrestleMania where, I don't know, who threw him out?
Reigns? No.
Who threw Braun Strowman out of the Rumble? Was it Baron Corbin?
Yeah.
Maybe they're building up something where it's like Baron Corbin, but he's like another guy that's like, see, I'm just a big guy and I don't like people.
And that's the thing. So, that's what I wanted to get to about the Rumble. It was that forgettable too. I don't remember who threw out, you know, Braun Strowman. Was it Lesnar?
No, Lesnar threw out, like, everybody that you loved. Like, did Lesnar actually throw out anybody? I'm trying to think. It's like, I mean, because he came in and, like, did, like, a crap ton of suplex. He did, like, the quintessential, hey, I'm Brock Lesnar, what do we gotta do to get paid? And then, can we just make it so that, like, I don't have to stay in there? Because I can't... I'm Brock Lesnar. I can't think of anything to do with, like, all these other talented guys in the ring. Like, I think as far as, like, a Rumble goes, like, it's the actual wrestling of that Rumble. I guess we're going to get into it.
Yeah, that's
good. I'm not particularly persuaded that there were, like, any great, like, wrestling moments in that Rumble. It was basically just, like, wait for the big dudes to come down, and then, like, everyone else just kind of cowers in the corner. And, like, I think we were watching it. Like, I think Miz just was there to just take everyone's finisher. Like, a big guy would come in. Here comes the Miz to, like, run up at them. Chokeslam.
Well, that was everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll go running down. We'll go run down through each one's performance. Big Cass, that's another guy that's going to come up with, oh, look, I'm 7 foot tall, and then you can't teach that, blah, blah, which is getting really boring, too.
Because Enzo's the one that is the real charisma there.
But, no, even that, both of them are getting boring because they don't switch up their formula.
Yeah. Well, they don't move forward. Mm-hmm. They're very static. They're very, very static.
Then we had Jericho come in, who lasted a whole hour.
Well, he was on
most
the
of it outside.
Asleep, yeah.
Yeah, and we were watching it, and Jen's like, when's Jericho going to go out? He's just outside.
like he's been there the entire time.
Callisto should go to 205.
Yeah.
That's talent wasted right there. He's a great wrestler and everything.
What makes a cruiserweight a cruiserweight?
Raleigh just came in and out, basically. Like, he's lasted there for a little bit. Who? Limited Mojo Raleigh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Limited by Strowman. another waste for me. It's like, why? Gallagher, one of my favorite moments in the Rumble with his Mary Poppins move.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew you could bring down an umbrella.
And my wife and I were deciding who's wider. Is it Gallagher or Sheamus? So
I think Gallagher is wider. Like, you could tell there was some literal glare from the lights.
And then Henry comes in, which is another one of those big guys, you know.
Yeah.
I know he was from Texas and all that, but...
Henry at least has established himself as like somebody that can be, you know, entertaining to watch.
I think it was just that one, aside from the Attitude Era or the whole, what's her face?
The sexual chocolate stuff.
The sexual chocolate stuff, and then the swerve that he did, you know, a couple years back, that was amazing. That's all really is there. He's like, oh, I'm a big guy, I'm a strong guy.
Yeah.
I'm the strongest man, you know?
But yeah, it's just like another guy that's just there. This idea of like the Royal Rumble is like, oh man, it's so easy for big guys to win, but
and there's so
big
many
guys never really win it,
and there's so many of them in there.
They're just in there as like this tease bait of just like, oh no, who's gonna throw out the Big Show this year?
But it used to be like they would have Viscera, Undertaker, maybe Nash, and one other big person. Mm-hmm. This year there were like seven of these big guys that they had to throw each other out. So, Big Show is the little one that came in. He got thrown out by Strowman.
Yeah.
And then we got, you called it, the 10, the perfect 10.
Yep.
Came in at number 10, Ty Dillinger, which is a good surprise. James Ellsworth. Man, for a joke character, this was probably one of their weakest ones.
Yeah, it's... James Ellsworth is somebody that... should never not have actually stayed around. He should have gotten his 15 minutes of fame and then gone down to developmental. Like, he's not a marquee guy.
Like, well, his background is like his own wrestling company, I believe, like his own promotion. Yeah. And it's still kind of like, okay, that's cool. Why are you letting this guy in, you know? Ambrose came in right after him.
Mm-hmm.
And Ambrose is someone I wanted to see win.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I think he's been the last guy a couple times.
Yeah, but Ambrose hasn't. Did he main event of WrestleMania?
No.
No, it was Rollins and Reigns.
No, like last WrestleMania was that he had that match with Brock Lesnar, where he kind of threw Brock Lesnar under the bus a little bit.
That was horrible. And then, of course, Corbin came in. He's another one of those, like, I'm a tall guy. His gimmick is, I'm the lone wolf.
Lone wolf.
I mean, that's it. That's, I'm also balding, you know.
Yeah.
Kofi came in. Of course, I think the all three of the New Day was a waste of time.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Miz came in. I expected him to go further.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said he was there to take everyone's moves.
Then Sheamus came in. Mm-hmm. He's another big guy, but I enjoy watching him, at least. You know, he's a big guy that can take hits and be affected by them.
Yeah, he's reliable.
Yeah. Big E came in, another one of, you know, part of the New Day thing. Rusev came in. I wanted to see him go further, too.
Yeah.
Rusev's a hard worker. Very good hard worker. And I hope he goes, you know, he gets the championship at least once, you know?
Yeah, I think it's too late for him, though.
No, at this point. I think it's fine.
I think they've already kind of blown his biggest chance.
No, wait until we go to war with Russia, and then he'll go back to being a Russian citizen, and then...
Being assimilated into Russia.
What should happen is that he should be gone for a little bit and come back all Russianed out.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of having Lana, he's got some like skinny nerd looking like Russian hacker guy. And so they've hacked into Rusev.
They've hacked him. Yeah, they're making him the Bulgarian where he doesn't want to do it.
Cesaro, another example of a big guy.
Yeah.
But another one was entertaining examples. That's why I like Sheamus and Cesaro so much.
Well, I mean, he's not super big. He's tall. He just has freak strength.
I mean, he has freak strength. Oh, going back to freak strength real quick. John Cena's deadlift of AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
One-arm deadlift.
Yeah.
That blew me away. I was like, holy shit. Anyways, Cesaro's got freak strength, but he's still entertaining, though.
Yeah.
He knows how to get a crowd going and everything. And I mean, that's from years being in the indie circuit, you know?
Yeah. In my fantasy thing, I would put Cesaro as the guy to win this Rumble. Because that would have... Basically, that would have established him. That would have been feel good. That would have been an interesting matchup. That would have given you something to care about going into WrestleMania.
Not only that. Oh, I just figured out... that his old gimmick used to be basically Lupin the Third.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wore like blue suits and everything.
His Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, and well, they have the Castle Castagnoli,
the Treasure of Castagnoli.
Yeah, and then of course Xavier Woods came in, which is another one of those.
So you had the complete New Day in there.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt came in. I expected Wyatt to win.
Hmm.
That was my pick right there. Just, I mean, they could have easily put a Wyatt and Orton main event.
Yeah, Wyatt and Orton main event would have been...
I mean, it could still happen.
Could see that, you know. Or a Wyatt-Cena main event would still be...
He needs that giant push.
Because they had that feud going for a little bit, but it was over nothing.
Yeah. Paula Cruz, I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a guy that got called up too fast.
Way too fast. No gimmick established. Nothing. Just smiling black man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, he should have at least had a run with the NXT championship.
Yeah. WWE and its constant reminder of a...
Vince just sitting there going, I don't like that guy.
No, he's like...
Okay, you can have him.
It's a black guy? Let's have him dancing.
I don't know.
Let's have that black guy dancing out there.
I like that Tyler Breeze guy. What are we going to do with him? I don't know.
Oh, no, with him, okay, here's the thing I see with Vince. Vince is that old mindset. I mean, he's Republican and everything. So, I for 100%, I'm sure that he does the whole, hey, get that black guy dancing. I want to see him chugging and jiving out there. I mean, name a black guy that doesn't dance.
See? I was going to say The Rock's at least half black, but no, he's danced before.
Yeah.
The New Day dances.
R-Truth.
Titus O'Neil dances. R-Truth dances. Farouk never danced. Farouk never danced.
Okay. Farouk never... Okay,
and
Farouk.
Mark Henry doesn't dance.
Yeah, he did. When he was Sexual Chocolate, he used to dance around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He would kind of dance around. Damn. That's really racist.
And when, like, Cedric came out, I'm like... Okay, I'm done. Because he does a full-on dancing.
And yeah, Rich Swann does dance too.
Rich Swann, sorry. And there's nothing wrong with that, but when it's stereotyped, yes, it's wrong.
There's a little bit wrong with it.
It's very wrong. You mentioned something right before that. Tyler Breeze. You know he got chosen for the gimmick.
Yeah.
And that's why he got put with Fandango.
And then just, you know, yeah.
After Polo Cruz came on, Randy Orton showed up. Randy Orton only eliminated one person during the whole thing.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm. I guess he just kind of laid down for the most part.
It was bad. Ziggler came in. Of course, Ziggler's just past... He's past that moment now.
Yeah.
There's no coming back for him. Luke Harper came in, which had great chemistry. Luke Harper, to me, is one of the best wrestlers out there, too.
Yeah. Very good, like, big guy.
Yeah, with persona.
Does he have a persona, though?
Resident Evil 7 family member. My wife and I were watching it, and we were like, yeah, he belongs in Resident Evil. Dirty shirt. No, dude, that guy's facial features. Right, Jen? He's got that crazy eyes, those crazy looks and everything.
And so they don't go like the opposite way and be like, try to do like Eric Rowan with him. He's like, he's actually an amateur inventor and he can solve a Rubik's Cube.
Enzo Morin, of course he was going to go out because that's when, before that was Lesnar.
Yeah.
So you got Lesnar.
Yeah, that Goldberg, moment where like Enzo Morin,
Undertaker,
Enzo face down Lesnar.
So in the last 10, okay, no, you don't have that many, but yeah, Lesnar came out, Goldberg came out, 10 seconds, took out Lesnar, which was really dumb, at least squash matches. Of course, we're going to have a WrestleMania match for...
Which is like, who actually wants to see that anymore? Like,
there's people who? That actually do, for some reason.
Who? Who's sitting there going like, they're sitting there going, oh man, you know, this time, I can't wait to see what they do. No, like,
and I mean, you know, more than likely, Lesnar's gonna win this one.
Do I? Like, at this point, there's no telling what Lesnar wants to do. Apparently, he's totally fine being, you know, jobbed out to Goldberg.
Well,
like,
when
you have
all that money coming in, who cares? Yeah. You know. Then the Undertaker came in, who I was kind of like, why again? You know. You've won a lot of these. You've been in a lot of these. Just retire. And
Undertaker, you're never going to retire.
He's the one that took out Goldberg.
Yeah. See, I thought that was leading up to like, oh, man, we'll see Undertaker versus Goldberg.
Maybe it's a three-way.
Yeah, maybe.
Bunch of old men like hugging each other in the ring by like the second minute.
Undertaker going like, God, I'm the best in-shape dude in this ring right now.
Wait. Because... Last one was Reigns coming in.
Yeah.
Did you see the video I sent you where everybody was like...
Yeah, like reactions from the world around the world.
Remember the... Yeah. Everybody was like, boo! And stuff.
That really could have been something. Putting Reigns in there does nothing.
No.
Because, I mean, like, okay, like what... He lost his championship match. Like, what...
Why would you do this?
Why does he get it? Why isn't AJ Styles in the match then?
It's like putting him right back into, you know, the little contender.
Like it didn't make any sense. And it's just like, man, give the dude
Now I got an
rest.
Idea. The big thing that happened was him eliminating Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the one that eliminated Undertaker.
We just fathomed that three-way. Mm-hmm. What if it's a four-way with Reigns in there and Reigns beats all of them?
I mean, you can't do a four-way without a championship. That makes no sense. Nothing's really at stake. Nothing's really settled.
I guess they're going to give Reigns
They'll do Brock versus Goldberg, and they'll do Reigns versus Taker, I think.
Please, though. It's like
an
hour worth of WrestleMania wasted.
What I honestly think is going to happen, that's it. Because like that's the easiest way. That's like the... When you think about, like, who did Undertaker come out of wherever he lives and go, hey, I want to wrestle this guy. Okay. He didn't come out to come on and say, like, you know what, I want to wrestle Brock Lesnar again.
So moving forward, Monday night, had Samoa Joe come out and mm-hmm. attack Seth Rollins. All those hopes and dreams for Seth Rollins and Joe, you know, feud are gone because apparently... Rollins is injured again, so
some sort of it might be substantial, it might not be.
That sucks though, because he just like who injured him? Kane injured him not too long ago.
Well, no, it's like he got injured the last time because he did like a powerbomb thing and his knee buckled.
No, it was against Kane.
Yeah, but Kane didn't do it to him.
I thought it was
he did like a little flip over him when he landed, his knee buckled.
No, Kane did it to him. He went over a table. We had pictures.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, maybe, whatever. Yeah. But it's with a match.
Like, it wasn't like Kane, like, did something and just goofed it up.
Maybe it's a curse for him.
Like, he just did a flip and I mean, it's not like Samoa Joe broke his leg this time, broke his knee this time. It's just like, hey, I'm going to put you in a sleeper hold and we're going to fall back. But, oh no, your knee is just like not bent at the right angle.
Maybe,
and then
but maybe from, this is what happens.
It's the equivalent of like snapping your ankle on a baseball slide.
Maybe this happened because he killed Sting. And basically, poor Sting can't do anything now. We were there. But moving
injuries
forward,
happen. It's nobody's fault.
Maybe Baylor would take his place, you know, coming back. It's funny how...
Or maybe he can get back in time. Who knows? Maybe it's just like kind of a super big precaution thing, you know? Where it's just like, oh, man, my knee is kind of tweaked. But they're like, let's make it seem as if, you know, you're really hurt. So we can kind of have you sit out for a pay-per-view.
And then come back and whatever. Yeah. Overdrive, isn't it? Or no.
Fastlane. Fastlane? Would it be Fastlane? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Fastlane. Overdrive, Fastlane, and then WrestleMania.
Because I think they don't want to like do Seth Rollins chasing Triple H for like the next 4 months.
Yeah, that too.
So give them time off them. Let them like stew a little bit. Let someone else focus on the championship with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, it's for almost 50 minutes. We went over. So, yeah. We're not even going to play.
There's all that talk
out
about all the pretty men.
Yes, we love pretty men. We love staring at Neville's 8-pack.
Neville's 8-pack.
And Owens is large belly.
Yeah. So. that big, scruffy, splotchy beard.
Like, all right, so, yeah, we're going to end it here without even planning on what's happening because it's too early to see what's going on for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this real quick. Do you think WrestleMania goes on being John Cena versus Randy Orton as the main event?
I don't want it to.
I'll add this by saying, like, yes, they've had a ton of matches before, but have they ever actually had a WrestleMania match against each other?
I'm not sure, but...
Like, because I can see that being, like, one of their only kind of logical things. We're going, like, you know what? They've never actually wrestled each other at WrestleMania. And so they're both probably sitting there going, like, this is...
Like a main event match?
Yeah, like a main event match. Had they never, like, mutually ticked off that career accomplishment against each other? See, that would be my only thinking of, like, why they're actually doing this.
Well, they're already promoting it, supposedly.
Yeah.
But I would like a Bray Wyatt versus Orton.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
I think everyone knows how the John Cena-Randy Orton match goes. Because I thought their last match was supposed to be when they unified the championship.
Cena wins, LOL.
Yeah.
That's all.
Orton wins. Snooze.
Unless it's like a retirement match for Cena.
Maybe. I mean, maybe they dial up the stakes. Maybe they kind of go like, you know what? We came into this together. We'll go out together. Death match.
What if they disqualify each other?
Ugh.
And they both lose. No, they both retire.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be the only thing where I could say, like, okay, if we're talking possible retirement match, yeah, that could be very important.
I'm interested.
I could see John Cena going, hey, Randy Orton.
Retire me.
Or Randy Orton possibly being like, you know what, John? Like, I'm done with this. Like, because he's got a family now. Like, he probably is sitting there going, like, I want to just, you know.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
Not deal with fans at the gym and not. I just want to hang out with my wife and the kids and
not be away
chill.
From for like 300 days a week.
Because he took a significant amount of time off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not uncommon that wrestlers who take a lot that big of a time off come back
and have time to think,
kind of want
it,
to keep on doing it for full time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, still get a paycheck when you come in part time if they want.
Yeah, he can come on in and do an RKO once in a while. But I think that's my thinking. It's just like Randy Orton kind of going like, you know what? I got a taste of like the not doing this everyday life, just like, you know, probably CM Punk and stuff like that. It's just like, you know what? I like it.
Yeah, CM Punk wants to come back.
Yeah.
He's just not saying it. So. All right, well, that's going to do us for this one. Stay tuned for, I guess, after WrestleMania, we'll do one.
Sure.
Even if it doesn't fit with this podcast schedule for SCN.
Maybe like a pre or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Some random review yeah, of
exactly.
Random WrestleMania.
All right. Well, Sean and I, from Sean and I. Good night from Suplex City.